Iranian official on state TV, Hitler born to Jews. Israel sexually abuses, harvests organs of Arab children. By Joshua Klein on May 13, 2022. In a modern-day blood libel, an Iranian official appeared on public television delivering a lecture to foreign students where he questioned the Holocaust. Claimed Hitler was Jewish, and accused Israel of sexually abusing Arab children and harvesting their organs for the benefit of wealthy Westerners and Zionist Jews. In a broadcast from Iran TV last month, Iranian conservative public speaker Hassan Rahimpour Azghadi is first seen casting doubt on the Holocaust and questioning the tally of Jewish victims. Israelis rely on the slaughter of Jews in Europe by Germany and Hitler in World War II, he says. Let's assume that this really happened, without asking any questions. Like whether this really happened, or if there were 6 million Jews to be killed in the crematoria. Where did the figure of 6 million come from? In addition, even if 6 million Jews were killed, 70, 80, or 100 million Christians were also killed, he added. After all, Europe is the most savage continent in the world, as you know. Rahimpour Azghadi, who has been a member of Iran's Supreme Council of the Cultural Revolution for nearly two decades, then raises the long-debunked claim that Adolf Hitler was Jewish. Typically used by anti-Semites to cast Jewish victims as culprits while deflecting blame from the Nazis. I would like to tell you something that you might not believe. I have recently read studies and saw that Hitler had Jewish origins. He himself was born to Jews, he says. Later in his speech, Rahimpour Azghadi accuses Israelis of using the spare parts of Arab children to supply wealthy Westerners with costly and needed organs for transplantation. You know, in recent years the Israelis have been taking the Palestinian children, as well as the children of Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, and they use them for spare parts for wealthy Europeans, Americans, and Zionist Jews, he said. You know, they harvest their organs and freeze them, and if the child of a wealthy Westerner has a problem with his kidney, heart, lungs, or eye, and needs spare parts, they use these Palestinian, Iraqi, Syria, and Yemeni Muslim children. Several cases of child abduction have been exposed recently, he added. Many thousands of children were lost in the recent wars in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Palestine. In addition, Rahimpour Azghadi said that the Israelis have also taken Arab children into military bases where they sexually abuse them. Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism worldwide, has long disseminated anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist, and anti-American propaganda, with Iranian leaders often denying the Holocaust or threatening the existence of the Jewish state. Last year, the Simon Wiesenthal Center issued a report listing Iran as number one on its annual global anti-Semitism top 10 list. In September, Iranian Armed Forces spokesman Brigadier General Aba Fazla Shikarchi affirmed that the United States is the Iranian Republic's top enemy while highlighting his country's commitment to eliminate the Jewish state. Nevertheless, current nuclear talks in Vienna may see the United States and other world powers provide Iran with economic sanctions relief in exchange for temporary restrictions on its nuclear program. According to a former State Department official, President Joe Biden's impending agreement to restore the Iran nuclear deal offers the regime access to $90 billion in foreign currency reserves and sanctions relief to some of the world's worst terrorists. In addition to being granted hundreds of billions of dollars, it will likely use for terror and aggression. The deal also will not prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. In March, Russia's envoy to the Iran nuclear talks admitted Tehran got much more than it could expect in the latest iteration of the nuclear deal. Earlier this week, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, voiced support for the immediate finalization of the Iran deal, which she claimed would stave off a Middle East conflict. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.